This is the University of Cambridge Local Examination Syndicate, International General Certificate of Secondary Education, June 1991. Examination in English as a Second Language. Paper 4. Listening Comprehension. Welcome to the exam. In a moment, your teacher is going to give out the question papers. When you get your paper, fill in your name, candidate number, and center number on the front page. Do not talk to anyone during the test. If you would like the tape to be louder, tell your teacher now. The tape will not be stopped while you are doing the test. If you are worried about anything, put up your hand and ask your teacher. Remember, you must not talk to anyone else. Good luck. The tape should now be stopped and the papers handed out. Now you are all ready. Here is the test. Look at the questions for part one. There are 6 questions in this part of the exam. You will hear each question twice. For each question, you will hear the situation described as it is on your exam paper. Part 1. Questions 1 to 6. For questions 1 to 6, you will hear a series of short sentences. Answer each question on the line provided. Your answer should be as brief as possible. You will hear each question twice. Here is question 1. A family friend phones to leave a message for your mother. Why has the time of their meeting been changed?
Hello. Can you tell your mother that my husband's not very well, so I can't meet her at 8? Could you please tell her I'll be over at 9? Hello. Can you tell your mother that my husband's not very well, so I can't meet her at 8? Could you please tell her I'll be over at 9?
Question 2. Someone comes to the door of your house during a heavy rainstorm. Why does she want your help?
Can you come quickly, please? The roof's leaking. I just don't know what to do. Please, the roof's leaking. I just don't know what to do.
Question 3. A teacher has asked one of her pupils to come to her room. Why is she so angry?
Look, Sonia, this is the 3rd time in 4 weeks you've been sent to me for lateness. This time, I'm going to have to punish you. Look, Sonia, this is the 3rd time in 4 weeks you've been sent to me for lateness. This time, I'm going to have to punish you.
Question 4. You are in a large supermarket when you hear an announcement. Where is the owner of the car asked to go?
Will be out of car number TVA8M. Please report to the rear of the store immediately. Will the owner of car number TVA8M please report to the rear of the store immediately.
Question 5. You arrive home to find that your father is fed up. Why is he in such a bad mood?
I've never been so badly treated. They made me wait 3 hours in that office, and then they told me to come back tomorrow. I've never been so badly treated. They made me wait 3 hours in that office, and then they told me to come back tomorrow.
Question 6. You are going to do some shopping for an elderly neighbour. Where does she want you to go first?
Oh, thank you, dear. Now, I want some bread and some milk from the supermarket. But before that, can you pop over to the chemist and bring me back some cough medicine? Oh, thank you, dear. Now, I want some bread and some milk from the supermarket. But before that, can you pop over to the chemist and bring me back some cough medicine?
That is the last question in part one. In a moment, you will hear part two. Now look at part two, exercise one. Part 2, Exercise 1, Questions 7 to 12. You will hear two job advertisements on local radio. Fill in the missing details on the notepad. You will hear the advertisements twice.
If your job's driving you round the bend, why not take up a new career, driving someone else round the bend? Become a driving instructor. All you need is a clean driving license. The Park Driving School has vacancies now. Call them direct on Leeds 25745.
A nurse registered to work on general wards. Weekly basic scale, and if you're interested, it's about a 32-hour week. This job is available through the North Job Centre. So if you're a nurse, why don't you call in for more information?
If you have a job vacancy in your company and you'd like it advertised on Beacon Radio, why don't you give our sales office a call? It's Leeds 757-211.
Here are the advertisements again.
If your job's driving you round the bend, why not take up a new career, driving someone else round the bend? Become a driving instructor. All you need is a clean driving license. The Park Driving School has vacancies now. Call them direct on Leeds 25745.
A nurse registered to work on general wards. Weekly basic scale, and if you're interested, it's about a 32-hour week. This job is available through the North Job Centre. So if you're a nurse, why don't you call in for more information?
If you have a job vacancy in your company and you'd like it advertised on Beacon Radio, why don't you give our sales office a call? It's Leeds 757-211.
That is the end of exercise one. In a moment, you will hear exercise two. Now look at the questions for exercise two. Exercise 2, questions 13 to 19. Listen to this student and complete the notes about the university social events committees. You will hear the student twice.
I'm now going to tell you about the social events committees. These are the people who organise all the dances, parties, concerts and so on. There are two committees. The bigger one is the representative committee, which has reps from all the faculties, elected by the students of each faculty. You'll find voting papers in your pigeonholes, and you must get your vote in by October the 28th, okay? Because the first meeting of the representative committee is on November the 1st, so we don't have much time to count the votes. The different faculties have varying numbers of reps, depending on student numbers. The science faculty has three reps, because it's the biggest. Arts, social sciences, and engineering have two reps each, and fine arts has one. Music and drama have one between them, because there aren't so many students on those courses. There are also a couple of members of the teaching staff, and one from the administration office. So, that's the representative committee. Now, in fact, the real work of organising the social calendar in detail is done by the executive committee. This consists of five people from the representative committee who are elected by the reps themselves at their first meeting. Then they get down to work starting on the first Wednesday in November. Now, this year, that means November the 6th. So, you see, we have to get the votes in quickly, or we won't have any social life this term. Well, thanks for listening, and don't forget, your papers are in your...
Now you will hear the student again.
I'm now going to tell you about the social events committees. These are the people who organise all the dances, parties, concerts and so on. There are two committees. The bigger one is the representative committee, which has reps from all the faculties, elected by the students of each faculty. You'll find voting papers in your pigeonholes, and you must get your vote in by October the 28th, okay? Because the first meeting of the representative committee is on November the 1st, so we don't have much time to count the votes. The different faculties have varying numbers of reps, depending on student numbers. The science faculty has three reps, because it's the biggest. Arts, social sciences, and engineering have two reps each, and fine arts has one. Music and drama have one between them, because there aren't so many students on those courses. There are also a couple of members of the teaching staff, and one from the administration office. So, that's the representative committee. Now, in fact, the real work of organising the social calendar in detail is done by the executive committee. This consists of five people from the representative committee who are elected by the reps themselves at their first meeting. Then they get down to work starting on the first Wednesday in November. Now, this year, that means November the 6th. So, you see, we have to get the votes in quickly, or we won't have any social life this term. Well, thanks for listening, and don't forget, your papers are in your...
That is the end of part two. In a moment, you will hear part three. Now look at the questions for part three, exercise one.
Part 3, Exercise 1, Questions 20 to 22. You will hear an extract from a radio program about a new chemical spray for bananas called Prolon, which is used in Ghana. Answer the questions in the spaces provided. You will hear the extract twice.
This is David Addis in London. How to keep bananas fresh between the time they're harvested and the time they go to market. That's what they're working on at the University of Ghana. And to test their methods, they use bananas that they grow at the Agricultural Research Station, as Simon Kari-Kari told Anne Alderbrook.
Our research station is some 70-odd miles from the capital, Accra. Of the bananas we grow, half are sent completely untreated to Accra. The other half are first sprayed with a product called Prolon and then packed in a well-ventilated box and sent over to Accra, where they are compared with those which have not been treated.
And what's the difference? What's the result?
The difference is that those fruits that have been treated keep longer. They transport better, and then it takes a longer time before they start ripening.
How much longer do they last?
Well, they can last as long as 1 month. Although the fruits are mature and should be ready for ripening, they can last as long as 1 month before they start to go bad.
This is a research project, but are you doing anything at the moment to try and convey new ideas to small-scale farmers?
Yes. What we're doing is, most of the produce from the rural areas to the urban centres is organised by market women. So we are extending the project to cover the produce that the market women have gone into the countryside to purchase, and then treat this so that their produce will also keep longer in the markets.
Are the women and farmers able to treat their bananas properly with the right amount of chemicals? Isn't that a bit of a problem?
Well, we've made a few trials, and some of the women have children who have had a good education.
Have the farmers yet had any evidence that the products that they're sending to town are getting there in a better condition and are getting a better price?
Yes. They have evidence that when they are able to keep the bananas longer, they can be released to the market as the market demands.
Here's the extract again.
This is David Addis in London. How to keep bananas fresh between the time they're harvested and the time they go to market. That's what they're working on at the University of Ghana. And to test their methods, they use bananas that they grow at the Agricultural Research Station, as Simon Kari-Kari told Anne Alderbrook.
Our research station is some 70-odd miles from the capital, Accra. Of the bananas we grow, half are sent completely untreated to Accra. The other half are first sprayed with a product called Prolon and then packed in a well-ventilated box and sent over to Accra, where they are compared with those which have not been treated.
And what's the difference? What's the result?
The difference is that those fruits that have been treated keep longer. They transport better, and then it takes a longer time before they start ripening.
How much longer do they last?
Well, they can last as long as 1 month. Although the fruits are mature and should be ready for ripening, they can last as long as 1 month before they start to go bad.
This is a research project, but are you doing anything at the moment to try and convey new ideas to small-scale farmers?
Yes. What we're doing is, Most of the produce from the rural areas to the urban centers is organized by market women. So we are extending the project to cover the produce that the market women have gone into the countryside to purchase, and then treat this so that their produce will also keep longer in the markets.
Are the women and farmers able to treat their bananas properly with the right amount of chemicals? Isn't that a bit of a problem?
Well, we've made a few trials, and some of the women have children who have had a good education.
Have the farmers yet had any evidence that the products that they're sending to town are getting there in a better condition and are getting a better price?
Yes. They have evidence that when they are able to keep the bananas longer, they can be released to the market as the market demands.
That is the end of exercise 1. In a moment, you will hear exercise 2. Now look at the questions for exercise 2. Exercise 2, questions 23 to 27. Listen to this discussion about prison life and the way people react to it. Answer the questions in the spaces provided. You will hear the discussion twice. Tonight's author is Tony S., whose book Prison Diary gives a fascinating insight into the changes individuals undergo when they are sent to jail. However, Tony has never been to prison, nor has he worked in one. His only experience of prison life was gained in 1983 when, as a college student, he took part in an experiment and spent 6 days in the role of the prison officer.
Tony, could you tell us how you came to be involved in this strange experiment?
I answered a newspaper ad. It asked for healthy young men with no criminal record or history of mental disorders to spend up to 2 weeks acting out prison life. The pay was $15 a day.
Why did you answer this ad? Didn't you think it a bit weird?
I was a student and had participated in experiments and surveys before. Usually it was fun. Eating strange food blindfolded, watching scenes and trying to record details, that sort of thing. And the money was above average for the work involved.
So you answered the ad. What was the prison like?
It wasn't a real prison. The experimenters had used the basement of a university building. They created 3 cells with cots for the prisoners, a solitary confinement cell, an exercise yard, and guards' restrooms. The men playing the prisoners were given uniforms with numbers. Those playing the guards had military-style uniforms, and so on.
Guns?
No, there were no guns. At our briefing, it was made clear that there was to be no physical violence. Punishments were withdrawal of privileges or solitary confinement.
How easy was it to get into the roles? Wasn't everyone stiff and self-conscious?
It was frighteningly easy. Even on rest periods, we talked about the prisoners as real captive criminals. It really scared me. The sense of power over other human beings really took over some of the guards. They even did voluntary unpaid overtime.
How did the prisoners react?
Within hours, they lost their spirit and became passive. They referred to one another by numbers rather than by name, and stopped resisting the guards' exercise of power, even when it broke the rules. Several became depressed and anxious. One developed the physical symptoms of illness. The experiment was terminated after 6 days because of the dramatic effects on prisoners and guards.
Why do you think there were these effects?
I've tried to outline the various possibilities in the final chapter of my book. Certainly we weren't assigned prisoner or guard roles because of our own individual personalities. We were chosen at random. even the quiet, unaggressive types chosen as guards seem to have the potential to enjoy the exercising of power over others, and vice versa with the prisoners' roles. Maybe society makes us play various roles, and we find we all have the potential to do anything.
Finally, Tony, have you kept in touch with your fellow guards or prisoners?
No. It was an episode of my life I wanted to forget. I didn't read my diary till 3 years after the event, and only added the last chapter, looking back on the whole thing, after a great deal of soul-searching. It was a traumatic experience.
Tony, thank you.
Now you will hear the discussion again. Tonight's author is Tony S., whose book, Prison Diary, gives a fascinating insight into the changes individuals undergo when they are sent to jail. However, Tony has never been to prison, nor has he worked in one. His only experience of prison life was gained in 1983 when, as a college student, he took part in an experiment and spent 6 days in the role of the prison officer.
Tony, could you tell us how you came to be involved in this strange experiment?
I answered a newspaper ad. It asked for a healthy young man with no criminal record or history of mental disorders to spend up to 2 weeks acting out prison life. The pay was $15 a day.
Why did you answer this ad? Didn't you think it a bit weird?
I was a student and had participated in experiments and surveys before. Usually it was fun. Eating strange food blindfolded, watching scenes and trying to record details, that sort of thing. And the money was above average for the work involved.
So you answered the ad. What was the prison like?
It wasn't a real prison. The experimenters had used the basement of a university building. They created 3 cells with cots for the prisoners, a solitary confinement cell, an exercise yard, and guards' restrooms. The men playing the prisoners were given uniforms with numbers. Those playing the guards had military-style uniforms, and so on.
Guns?
No, there were no guns. At our briefing, it was made clear that there was to be no physical violence. Punishments were withdrawal of privileges or solitary confinement.
How easy was it to get into the roles? Wasn't everyone stiff and self-conscious?
It was frighteningly easy. Even on rest periods, we talked about the prisoners as real captive criminals. It really scared me. The sense of power over other human beings really took over some of the guards. They even did voluntary unpaid overtime.
How did the prisoners react?
Within hours, they lost their spirit and became passive. They referred to one another by numbers rather than by name and stopped resisting the guards' exercise of power, even when it broke the rules. Several became depressed and anxious. One developed the physical symptoms of illness. The experiment was terminated after 6 days because of the dramatic effects on prisoners and guards.
Why do you think there were these effects?
I've tried to outline the various possibilities in the final chapter of my book. Certainly we weren't assigned prisoner or guard roles because of our own individual personalities. We were chosen at random. Even the quiet, unaggressive types chosen as guards seem to have the potential to enjoy the exercising of power over others, and vice versa with the prisoners' roles. Maybe society makes us play various roles, and we find we all have the potential to do anything.
Finally, Tony, have you kept in touch with your fellow guards or prisoners?
No. It was an episode of my life I wanted to forget. I didn't read my diary till 3 years after the event, and only added the last chapter, looking back on the whole thing after a great deal of soul-searching. It was a traumatic experience.
Tony, thank you.
will hear the discussion again. Now you will hear the discussion again. Tonight's author is Tony S., whose book Prison Diary gives a fascinating insight into the changes individuals undergo when they are sent to jail. However, Tony has never been to prison, nor has he worked in one. His only experience of prison life was gained in 1983 when, as a college student, he took part in an experiment and spent 6 days in the role of the prison officer.
Tony, could you tell us how you came to be involved in this strange experiment?
I answered a newspaper ad. It asked for healthy young men with no criminal record or history of mental disorders to spend up to 2 weeks acting out prison life. The pay was $15 a day.
Why did you answer this ad? Didn't you think it a bit weird?
I was a student and had participated in experiments and surveys before. Usually it was fun. Eating strange food blindfolded, watching scenes and trying to record details, that sort of thing. And the money was above average for the work involved.
So you answered the ad. What was the prison like?
It wasn't a real prison. The experimenters had used the basement of a university building. They created 3 cells with cots for the prisoners, a solitary confinement cell, an exercise yard, and guards' restrooms. The men playing the prisoners were given uniforms with numbers. Those playing the guards had military-style uniforms, and so on.
Guns?
No, there were no guns. And at our briefing, it was made clear that there was to be no physical violence. Punishments were withdrawal of privileges or solitary confinement.
How easy was it to get into the roles? Wasn't everyone stiff and self-conscious?
It was frighteningly easy. Even on rest periods, we talked about the prisoners as real captive criminals. It really scared me. The sense of power over other human beings really took over some of the guards. They even did voluntary unpaid overtime.
How did the prisoners react?
Within hours, they lost their spirit and became passive. They referred to one another by numbers rather than by name and stopped resisting the guards' exercise of power, even when it broke the rules. Several became depressed and anxious. One developed the physical symptoms of illness. The experiment was terminated after 6 days because of the dramatic effects on prisoners and guards.
Why do you think there were these effects?
I've tried to outline the various possibilities in the final chapter of my book. Certainly we weren't assigned prisoner or guard roles because of our own individual personalities. We were chosen at random. Even the quiet, unaggressive types chosen as guards seemed to have the potential to enjoy the exercising of power over others, and vice versa with the prisoners' roles. Maybe society makes us play various roles, and we find we all have the potential to do anything.
Finally, Tony, have you kept in touch with your fellow guards or prisoners?
No. It was an episode of my life I wanted to forget. I didn't read my diary till 3 years after the event, and only added the last chapter, looking back on the whole thing, after a great deal of soul-searching. It was a traumatic experience.
Tony, thank you.
That is the end of part 3 and of the test. In a moment, your teacher will stop the tape and collect your papers. Please check that you have written your name, candidate number, and center number on the front of your question paper. Remember, you must not talk until all the papers have been collected. Teacher, the tape should now be stopped and all the papers collected. Thank you, everyone.